Okay, it's not that Congress has done nothing in the last few days. It's just that they've done things that may not become law. Much Democratic-sponsored legislation faces veto threats from President Bush, and that is certainly true of the legislation we're going to talk about next. NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner has been tracking the fate of Iraq war funding measures. And David, is this legislation even going to reach President Bush's desk?
Well, it's highly doubtful at this point. The Senate has just failed to overcome a Republican filibuster of a war funding measure that the House passed earlier this week. It would have provided a $50 billion so-called bridge fund for the next 4 months of the war, as opposed to the nearly $200 billion the White House wants for the next year. The White House had threatened to veto this bridge fund because it also calls for most U.S. troops to be out of Iraq by next December. And even though all four Democratic presidential contenders in the Senate raced back from a debate last night in Las Vegas to vote, they were still shy of the 60 needed to end the filibuster. Just moments before the vote, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said senators had a very clear choice to make.
If you think we should simply stay the course, approve the president's request. But if you think it's time to turn the page and take a responsible path out of Iraq, approve the bridge fund bill that came from the House.
That's Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and David Wellner. So this means there's no limitation on the war, but it also means there's no Iraq war funding.
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily the case. There is money for the army in Iraq until mid-February, according to Defense Secretary Gates. This is what Democratic senators say. He told them on Wednesday that there's money for the Marines that will last until March. But the Defense Department will have to dip into its regular appropriation of $470 billion that President Bush approved this week if it's going to keep fighting the war without additional funds. I can see that there is a big fight coming probably early next year over the $200 billion that President Bush has asked for. But I can't see that this Congress is going to take this up again this year. At least that's what Democratic leaders have said.
And what happened when Republicans offered their own war funding bill, but without this limitation on the war?
Well, it went down, too. Republicans were insisting that real progress is being made in Iraq and it's no time to limit the funding. So they offered $70 billion for the next 6 months. Here's Mitch McConnell making the argument for it, the Senate Republican leader.
Are we about to deny all these supplies just as the successes of General Petraeus' plan have become more clear? Attacks are down, casualties are down, political cooperation is taking root at the local level. We should not leave our forces in the field without the funding that they need to accomplish the mission for which they have been deployed.
So that's a sampling of the debate that's gone on this week in the United States Senate. And so no Iraq funding measure has passed for now. No measure is going to get to President Bush's desk that he needs to veto, as he threatened to do. But there are other veto threats out there, David, having to do with spending bills.
There sure are. In fact, there are veto threats against 10 of the 12 spending bills. It looks right now like the strategy of the Democrats is going to be to try to bundle all of those together and attach a veterans funding bill that President Bush says he will sign to that, reduce the total price tag of $22 billion more than what President Bush wanted to just $11 billion more and see if he'll sign it to avoid a government shutdown.
So the classic technique there of attaching things that the president likes to things that he doesn't like and seeing if you can get it all the way through. Now, let's talk about one more thing before we run out of time here, David Wellner. What has Congress been trying to do about a key economic issue, the subprime mortgage crisis, the credit crunch?
Well, the House acted yesterday by passing a bill that puts much more restrictions on subprime lenders, more controls. And the argument was that this would protect people against the kind of predatory lending that is now leading people to lose their houses now. But the Republicans said this is simply making it harder for people to refinance their houses. It's making lending money more difficult. There's a White House veto threat. And Republicans in the Senate blocked any action on mortgages yesterday. So once again, we have veto threats blocking a lot of action in the Senate.
Okay, depending on your point of view, lots of action or no action. David, thanks very much.
Sure, Steve.
That's NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner. And again, our leading story here is that the Senate has just failed to block a Republican filibuster, which means an Iraq war funding measure that also included a call for troops to come home has been stopped.